and 2369, an act relating to the designation of a certain transportation infrastructure. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions are made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, stay in that same order of business. Please recognize the Queen of Callaway County on House Bill number... I'm sorry, Mr. President, the Senator from Callaway County on House Bill number 2335.
Senator from Callaway, you're recognized.
Mr. President, and thank you for correcting the Senator from Cole. Mr. President, I move that House Bill number 2335, which Senate Committee substitute, be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Callaway.
President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 2335 be adopted. This bill would designate, as this chamber has heard before, a section of Highway FF in Audrain County as the Trooper James M. Bava Memorial Highway. This was the trooper that lost his life this last year. In addition to Trooper Bava, the addition to this bill would designate the bridge crossing the Merrimack River on Highway 32 in Denton County, the Trooper Gary Snodgrass Memorial Bridge, which was a bill sponsored by the Senator from Phelps. Trooper Snodgrass was tragically killed in a traffic accident east of Salem, Missouri on February 21st. 1970, and was the ninth trooper killed in the line of duty in Missouri history. Unfortunately, he was never recognized until now for his sacrifice. So, tragedies occur, it's important that we as citizen legislators for this state take time to honor our fallen heroes. This memorial highway is a small token of respect that we show Trooper Bava, Trooper Snodgrass, and their families. I hope that it will serve as a reminder to the citizens of Missouri of the sacrifices that our men in uniform make to protect them every day.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Callaway. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The Senator moves the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 2335. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted that motion. Senator from Callaway.
President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 2335 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
Senator closes. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 2335, an act relating to the designation of certain memorial transportation infrastructure. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Holt. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions are made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please recognize the senator from Lewis County on a privilege motion for Senate Bill 732.
Senator from Lewis, you're recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privilege motion.
State your motion.
I move the adoption of the conference committee report on House Committee Substitute to Senate Substitute to Senate Bill 732. A copy is already at the dais, Mr. President. This is the bill that we had up earlier. There were a few questions. It was decided probably best to withdraw my motion at that time, try to get the questions answered off the floor, which hopefully I think we have. Nobody else has come to me with any questions since I withdrew the motion, but Mr. President, be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Lewis. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, may I ask you a question?
State your inquiry.
When this bill was put to the side on the informal calendar, who had the floor?
One second.
Okay, gotcha.
Senator, you did.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to check that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Barton. Senator from Barton votes no. Senator from Franklin. Jefferson, I'm sorry. Change to a no. Senator from Jefferson. Senator from the 15th, how did you vote? By your vote of 30 aye, 2 no, you've adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 732 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of you, Senator?
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, isn't it a rule in our Senate chamber that a senator is only to have one styrofoam cup on his or her desk at any time?
That is not a rule that I know of.
I think it is. I mean, you're only supposed to have one. I mean, you wouldn't want to have 20 or 3 or something. Isn't that?
We have certain containers. One is a styrofoam and the other one is that official black coffee.
But you're only supposed to have one.
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Lewis. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll. I will remind the body that there is an emergency clause as well, so you might stay close to your desk.
Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 732, an act relating to public safety with penalty provisions and an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the ninth, Senator from Barton.
That was it.
As an aye. Change to a no. Senator from the 15th. He votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the title again. Now you're recognized for an emergency clause.
President, should I explain the emergency clause?
You may not.
Okay, I move the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions are made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last but not least, would you go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, informal calendar? I'd ask you to recognize the senator from Greene County on House Bill number 1472.
Seeing no objection, we will go to that calendar. Senator from Greene.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1472 be called from the informal calendar and brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Greene.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 1472 be read the third time and passed, and I will send forward a Senate substitute. It's been distributed. I request a waiver of the reading. I move for its adoption.
Send the substitute forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. It has been distributed. So, Senator, would you care to explain your Senate substitute?
Yes, Mr. President. The substitute includes everything that was in House Bill 1472, which I'll explain first. The court system, this is cleanup language from the pension forfeiture bill that we did last year after a employee at Missouri State University was stealing from the bookstore and had a state pension, and that brought to light the need to have a forfeiture of pension bill. But the court system is not able to determine if a felony was committed in connection with public employment. This proposal fixes that problem by requiring employers to notify retirement plans, that would be state employers, when those types of felonies occur. Employers are better positioned to know if an employee committed a work-related felony than the courts. The current law requires a finding of guilt, which may or may not lead to a felony conviction, depending on whether the court suspends the imposition of sentence. The retirement forfeiture provision in other state law and the Missouri Constitution requires a felony conviction. The proposal changes the current law to require a felony conviction to make it consistent with these and other forfeiture provisions, as well as the Missouri Constitution. And after consulting with the Treasurer's Office, this is not in conflict with the original intentions of the law that we passed. So we're only talking about state pensions, folks working for the state who have done these things, and just this cleanup on the provision. The other changes, we've added a provision that was the Senator from the Fourth's language from his bill, Senate Bill 980, and there is one sentence added dealing with the exemption of certain judges from the Judicial Retirement Plan of 2011. Specifically, what that does is says any person who filed as a candidate this particular year to become a judge was ultimately elected and became a judge shall not be subject to the provisions of this section. It was a major change that we made after folks had filed for office, and that's something that I know several have tried to address. I think it affects two people who had filed. Be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Senator from the First, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Green.
Senator? Yes. He does yield. Proceed.
Senator, page 19, section 169.490.
I don't have 19 pages.
Let me make sure. Am I working off of 0.03F?
It's 0.4F. I'm sorry.
0.4F. Well, that would make a difference, wouldn't it?
You probably are looking at some language that we removed in the new substitute.
Yeah, from my casual read of the language, I kind of maybe hope that we did. Senator, I do not have 0.04F. Is it everything in 0.03F minus that provision I was referring
to? That is correct. And I think it had to do with that provision you're talking about probably had to do with some retirement plan in St. Louis and teachers.
Yeah.
That is out of the bill.
So, not to be difficult at all, I don't want to slow us down unnecessarily, but I would sure like a copy of 0.04F for some reason.
We'll
I do not have
you.
It at my desk.
We'll get that for you. The reason we took that out, although I think it was good language, the retired teachers they didn't like that, so we took that out.
You know what? I'm just going to take a moment here while we're talking, Senator, to be sure that I'm copacetic with 0.04F.
Yeah, there's just 13 pages here. It's just those
yep.
three provisions I mentioned.
All right. So the language on pages 3 and 4, is that the that's not the felony?
I think that is the language offered by the Senator from the 4th and 7th 980.
That's what I was going to guess. All right. And then we've got the felony cleanup and then the judicial language. And that is it?
That's
is
it.
That correct?
That's it.
Senator, I like 0.04F a whole lot better than 0.03F. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Caught him.
He does. Proceed.
This will be short. I didn't tell you this, but in the bill of mine that you included in your sub,
yes.
I've got a small change that I need to fix.
Certainly.
So we may as well do it right now. That's the county employee retirement fund is funded in a different manner. So the pension cleanup that I have submitted to you, that's
I think
it.
I did know about that. Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. President,
Senator,
I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
I move for its adoption. It's short. I ask that it be read.
Senator moves the adoption of the Senate Amendment Number 1. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Kevney, amend Senate Substitute House Bill Number 1472, page 7, section 105.683, line 25 of said page by inserting immediately after the word, quote, under, end quote, the following, quote, sections 50.100 to 50.1300, end quote, and further amend line 26 by inserting immediately after, quote, 169.141, end quote, a comma, quote, comma, end quote.
Senator, would you care to explain your motion?
Yes, Mr. President, that just exempts the county employee retirement fund from some of the reporting requirements because they are funded from fees. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted Senate Amendment number 1. Senator from Callaway, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment. It is being distributed.
Send your amendment forward.
I move for its adoption and ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain Senate Amendment number 2?
This is this loggers bill that is passed out of this chamber unanimously that allows those frozen pension plans, if the employees vote to do it and the Board of Trustees votes to do it and loggers votes to do it and everyone is in agreement on it, that they can move forward and handle the administration of those frozen pension plans. And the amendment is being distributed as I speak, so I close unless I have questions.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Callaway. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the first, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the senator from Callaway.
Senator, do you yield? She does. Proceed.
Yeah, Senator, I just want to await distribution of your amendment. To clarify, and I'm sure from the way you describe your amendment that I have no reason to be concerned, but there was language in 03F that came out in 04F. I assume your amendment doesn't do anything along the lines of what we took out of 03F.
This is the same language that I presented to this body previously that's passed out.
Yep.
It's on several bills, but apparently there's some disagreement with other items that are on those said bills, and so just trying to take care of the communities in the state that need some help with the administration of those frozen plans.
I have the language now, Senator. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator.
Further discussion? Senator from Polk, you need to stand to be recognized. Further discussion? Has it been distributed?
Has been distributed.
It has been distributed. Seeing none, the senator from Callaway is recognized to close.
Close.
Senator moves the adoption of Senate Amendment number 2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment number 2. Senator from Worth, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
It has been distributed. Ask for a waiver of the...
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
I most certainly would. This deals with the college and university retirement plan. It is a piece of legislation that has been discussed on this floor earlier, passed out of committee. It changes the otherwise named as CURP, the acronym, retirement plan available to college and universities in Missouri. It's a defined contribution plan that uses teaching personnel, instructors, and professors, and certain administrators use it. The plan currently allows for employers to contribute, and contributions are indexed to a rate of 1% or less than the Mosier's rate, or the Mosier's annual normal cost rate. This has led to a continued decline in the contribution rate to the plan. If the structure remains unchanged, the contribution rates to CURP will result in an inadequate retirement program. In order to ensure long-term viability of the program, this language changes current law to require employers to contribute 5.5% to the plan and employees to contribute 2% to the plan. And with that, Mr. President, I would happy to take questions, or I would close.
You've heard the motion. Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
If I may inquire of the senator from Andrew.
Senator, do you yield?
I most certainly do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I have to say I'm not opposed to this, but I just need to know, is it something that is going to keep the non-controversial parts of this bill from either passing or being potentially signed by the governor?
No, the universities, the employees are very much in favor of stabilizing this plan.
Okay.
It did not seem to have any opposition when we discussed it earlier on the floor.
Okay.
Neither did it have any coming out of committee.
All right. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I just wanted to briefly inquire of the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Briefly.
He does. Proceed.
I'm supposed to be somewhere else. It's okay. Go ahead.
Senator, I just had a question about the underlying bill and the judicial retirement. Is there a specific judge that this is being adopted for?
Not a specific judge. There were several judges, I think I'm aware of two, that had already filed for office, and filing was closed, and the legislature changed the plan, so we just want to exempt those.
And did one of those serve with us in the House?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
What order of business are we on? Are we on the amendment or the bill?
We are on Senate Amendment Number 3.
Thank you.
Senator from Andrew. Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 3. We're now on the Senate substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
Being distributed right now, I'd move for its adoption. This is a bill that we've heard before. It relates to the calculation of retirement benefits for rehired public retirees. And if a retired member of the Missouri Department of Transportation or the Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System or the Missouri State Employees Retirement System who following retirement is rehired or appointed as a state employee, if they reimburse the retirement system for any amounts received as part of their retirement before that, then they shall just be treated as if they did not retire. That is the amendment.
Senator, have you sent the amendment forward?
I just sent it forward, yes, and it has been, it's being distributed right now.
Okay, and have you asked for a waiver of the reading?
I asked for a waiver of the reading, and I do, again, move for its adoption.
Okay, the Senator has asked for a waiver of the reading. Are there any objections? Seeing none, the reading will be waived, and Senator has made the adoption for Senate Amendment Number 4. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Senator from Green, I'm sorry, Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole. Do you yield?
Senator, you served on the Emperor's.
Three senators standing. Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
President, reluctantly, I need to be somewhere else. I'm going to ask that this bill be laid on the informal calendar.
This bill will be placed on the informal calendar with Senate 4 and the Senator from Boone pending.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. I believe the Senator from Newton has recognized Senator.
Senator from Newton.
Inquire the Secretary if your conference be read, and if so, have the Secretary read the message.
Secretary, read the messages, please.
Conference committee appointments on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill number 1584 as amended. Senators Schmidt, Schaefer, Dixon, Kevney, Sifton. Also, conference committee appointments on House Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill number 973 as amended. Senators Wasson, Cunningham, Sater, Shoup, Sifton. Also, conference committee appointments on Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill number 638 as amended. Senators Riddle, Onder, Emery, Holzman, Nasheed.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order business of Senate bills far perfect. No, I'm sorry, I misstated. Announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me, Madam President, for announcement.
The order of business will be
Madam President.
All those that you've heard them.
We're gonna go to reports of standing committees. Is the senator from the 7th through me with some kind of mind melt thing, and we went the wrong direction just momentarily? Reports of standing committees, Mr. President.
The order of business report, standing committees. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking education committee has a report of three great bills.
Send the report forward.
You want to go back?
Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 2237, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1451, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 1716, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1695, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bills 1589 and 2307 begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Polk. Senator from Polk, you have a report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business Insurance Industry has a report.
Please send a report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2194, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation and Public Safety has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2445, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Bill 1786, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Colt.
Thank you, Madam President. This time, without objection, the Senator will go to the order of business of announcements. I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
The order of business is announcement, Senator from Colt.
Thank you, Madam President, for recognizing me in front of the rule breaker from Johnson. To remind the body, on your way home, there are sack lunches available outside of my office. Feel free to grab one or two and eat on the way home, but be careful. Thank the body for staying yesterday afternoon and Friday. I appreciate everybody working together. I think it was well worth the stay, and have a safe trip home and a good weekend, and we'll have a good week next week.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Madam President.
The tallest senator.
Thank you for acknowledging that, a fact that has now been entered into the journal, correct? Into the journal. Thank you, Madam President. Just to remind everyone on their way home, don't forget to bring your snazziest seersucker on the way back. We got that photo coming up next Wednesday, and it's a, I know it's a highlight for for everyone in this Capitol to see everybody gathered together in the unity fabric. So don't forget. Thank you.
Senator from the 15th, may the chair inquire of you.
You may inquire of he.
So have you thought about your replacement as far as being in charge of the Seersucker Caucus?
Well, we have a co-chairman right now, which is the senator from Cole. I would say that the senator from Cape, though, has won 2 years running best dressed. So there may be a leadership race that I'll have nothing to do with.
Thank you, Senator from the 15th. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Madam President. The most commonly asked question to me this week is, when is Pi Day? Pi Day is going to happen next week, next Thursday, and if the floor leader will prevail to break at 2 p.m. next Thursday is Pierce's Pie Parade. So,
awesome.
Great day.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, May 9th.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, May the 9th.